Okay, here we go again. Show number two. Had a good response from the first one. I heard a lot of positive things. How about you?
I did too. Yeah. Lots of positive.
I was quite impressed.
Surprised.
We were coast to coast.
Yeah.
And I have a little surprise for you. We were listened to in Bombay.
Bombay.
Yeah, I got a buddy, Mac, who went back home to Bombay. And before he left, he sent a bunch of links to his buddies. And I saw a spike going up the other day of listeners. And I was like, what the hell's going on? And I go on Twitter and here he's posted all this positive stuff. So I thought
The Twitter stuff you sent me. Yeah, okay.
it was pretty positive and definitely brought in a few more listeners.
You were saying PEI as well, where I used to live, actually.
You did?
Yeah.
I forgot about that. I thought you were in New Brunswick or something.
No.
PEI, no way.
Yeah, from, I don't know.
A work buddy of mine, we call him Tater, he sent out some links to his buddies out in PEI also. And they
from 76 to 81, something like that.
Yeah. Live there. I've been to Nova Scotia, but I never ever actually went to PEI. I can't imagine it's that much different.
Yeah, there's a lot of the red clay is the thing.
That's the big thing out there? They build houses and everything out of it?
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
No,
right?
I don't know. It's just the clay is very red.
You know what I want to do different this week is I want to change the first thing and second thing because I want to do the music first, and I have a couple reasons for that. One is the name of the show is literally Music Myths and Cannabis.
Makes sense.
Oh, yeah. By the way, you're listening to Music Myths and Cannabis. I'm your host, Leon, and this is my good buddy, co-host, Daryl.
How's it going?
It is going well. But yeah, I want to switch it out. And the one reason is, like I said, because the name calls it that way. The other reason why is because if we smoke the dope at the first, I'm fucking stupid for the second part. So I figured we'd get the knowledge part out of the way. I was thinking, and you know, as soon as you get off the phone with somebody, as soon as you hang up, it's like, oh, I forgot to ask him this. I forgot that. And we're winging it here. Like I do take notes, but for the most part, we're just sitting around babbling bullshitting about music and stuff. It's not scripted by any means. It's not at all. No, but I can't imagine it doing it scripted. Like what? I write up a script and then you act like you're surprised.
Yeah.
Let me see here.
Not something I'd want to listen to either.
I didn't know that. Definitely wouldn't have the same feel. So I'm going to make mistakes, but most of it's just love of music, really.
Yeah.
But what we didn't mention was the fact that you're going to bring in some bands, and we're going to do local bands promotion at the last 10 minutes or an additional 10 minutes to a show occasionally.
So there's a few people definitely interested in coming in and talking about music and weed.
There you go. And I'm trying to think if we do it with a band or a person or whatever and they're into weed, maybe we'll have them on for the whole show.
Yeah.
You know, smoke a doobie with them, babble about their music, upcoming albums or whatnot. And you've got some, I'm not going to release any names there now just in case it goes sideways, but you've got a couple of good lined up people. I was quite impressed. Two of them being actual Juno winners.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Yes, just friends from back in the day kind of thing.
Right on. I'm so tempted to start dropping names on that, but I won't.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Once we confirm.
Yes, once we get confirmed. And then my buddy, my executive producer, Jason Papanopanopagus, first I want to thank him for the mic stand. Beautiful. Thank you so much. My hands are free. And he's also got guests he's got lined up, but on the weed side of it. So, and we'll talk to people. They might be, I don't know, dispensary owners or a product nutrients or even cocoa or something like that they sell. We could talk to them why. And I was thinking the other day, you know how you learn something every day if you want to or not? I realized about myself is I learn something about music pretty much every day.
Yeah, definitely.
You know?
I even hear stuff that I've, like old stuff that you've never heard before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. One thing I learned was, and this has nothing to do with our topic this week. You know the song Private Dancer, Tina Turner?
Yeah.
Do you know who wrote that?
No.
Mark Knopfler.
Oh, really?
It just surprised me. Yeah, yeah. Mark Knopfler, Dire Straits. Love the way that guy plays guitar. Not necessarily the sound of his guitar, but when he plays, he doesn't use a pick and he's plucking it. Like,
you can definitely tell it's him.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Does he still do stuff? I haven't heard.
I haven't heard much from him for many, many years.
Yeah.
I can't say I had too many Dire Straits albums.
No.
What was
I can't.
One with the...
Yeah. But I'm thinking of the song Twisted by the Pool.
Yeah, right. I think it was the same album. But if you got a pick, you'll strum it or else you'll pick individual notes. But since he used his fingers like this, he could hit two notes out of the same chord. Just something you can't do if you're using a pick. And you know who played guitar on that song, Private Dancer?
I don't.
Jeff Beck.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. I learned this week. I couldn't believe it. And then the other day I was listening to the Howard Stern, because I'm an enormous Howard Stern fan. He had Dave Matthews on. Another little tidbit I didn't know about was that his sister was murdered in a murder-suicide thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, her husband killed her and then killed himself. I don't have too much notes on that, but I was just like, what?
No, never heard that one.
Never heard that before.
Not a big Dave Matthews. He's okay, but not something I follow.
I definitely don't have any of his discs or downloaded any of his albums or anything like that. It's one of those situations where I can appreciate the talent.
Yeah.
But I don't necessarily. It's like Celine Dion. I can appreciate, yes, that she can sing.
Yeah.
But that's not something I listen to for sure. Okay, so this week I was thinking, we're going to talk about everything, like just the fact that, like, last week we talked about 70s type of people because we were talking about the 27 Club. Yes, a lot of those people are from the 70s and whatnot, and this week I'm going to talk about something that's also from the 70s-ish, but don't get the wrong idea. We would be talking about everything from the 20s, 50s, 40s, new.
To present.
Everything. But this week I was thinking we could talk about the Lynyrd Skynyrd, the origin of the band and the crash. Is interesting. A lot of interesting parts about that whole situation, actually. First off, the band's called Lynyrd Skynyrd, not Lynyrd Skynyrd. And I can't tell you how many people, I love Lynyrd Skynyrd.
And what was he named after?
There was two parts to that story. First off, there was a song called Camp Granada. It's a novelty song from the 40s and 50s. And in that song, they mention the name Lynyrd Skynyrd. And the band thought that was hilarious. And they used that name whenever some kind of noise, like a door opened or there was a funky smell or something like that. They would say, what was that? And the guy would go, that was Lynyrd Skynyrd. That was Lynyrd Skynyrd. Then when they hit high school, it turns out they had a PE teacher. His name was Lynyrd Skynyrd, and he hated hippies. Like, he hated hippies to the point that...
And rock and roll.
And he hated rock and roll. And if your hair was, like, just touching your collar or whatever, you were kicked out of the class until you got your hair cut. He hated that so much, they named the band Lynyrd Skynyrd. So that's the two stories that go with how the band got their name. I thought that was pretty cool. At first, I always thought it was just the name from the teacher. But actually...
No, I never knew that.
I learned more. I don't have enough light in here. There we go. Okay. Oh, here's another interesting part. So Lynyrd Skynyrd's from Florida. And
Jacksonville.
Exactly. And he always referred to himself as Mississippi Man. Did you know that?
No.
So the reason why that's interesting is because guess where he died?
Mississippi.
How weird is that?
Yeah, that's crazy. I was just watching a documentary, actually, of the people that found them. They crashed on their farm.
Yeah.
And they went out and helped rescue them and stuff, which is pretty good.
Yeah. Interesting little tidbit to that was the one guy, I think it was it Artemis? I think that's his name.
The drummer, yeah.
He and a couple other people got away from the crash, and they're looking for help walking through this stuff, and they see a farm in the distance. They walk up to the farm, and the kid from the farm shot him.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
So what a shitty night. Like, man, you crash
and then helped him.
It was crazy. They had three lead guitarists too.
Yes,
that was interesting. What bands have three lead guitars?
Yeah, I know, kind of crazy.
Gary Rosington, Alan Collins, and Edward Calhoun, I guess you'd say that.
I think it was King.
Edward King?
Ed King, I think.
Oh, okay, could be. I don't know where I got that then.
I believe so.
You could be right.
I'm not up on my knowledge exactly, but I believe that's his name.
And another thing I learned about this band, like, the lead singer was Ronnie Van Zant, right? And then he died, and then what was his brother? Was it Donnie took over?
I believe so, again.
And another interesting thing I didn't know about was that the Johnny Van Zant, founder of 38 Special.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know that until last week.
Yep.
And some of their, basically, I think what their biggest song would be, would you say Sweet Home Alabama, Freebird,
those two for sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
I was always a pretty good, solid fan of Lynyrd Skynyrd, but kind of, I go in and out of it.
Not a huge fan, but I do like them. There's some great songs for sure, like Tuesday's Gone.
Yeah, I was talking to you about that one the other day, and there was the first line in the song was Train Roll On down the line, and he just was sitting there. He's thinking, "Oh, I got to write a song and stuff." And there was a train, I guess, close to their house, and started making noise and just flew right out of his mouth. And when he's singing Tuesday, he's talking about a girl.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like that Ruby Tuesday song. It sounds like they're talking about a day, but they're actually talking about, he's using that in reference to a girl. In the Sweet Home Alabama, of course, you know the Neil Young reference, right?
Yes, I know the Neil Young song as well.
A little bit of a fight back and forth there.
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess Neil, what he was saying was, you Southern guys shouldn't be so proud of your history. It's all full of like slavery and this, that, and the other thing. And then Lynyrd Skynyrd come back with, you know, hey, you know what, we don't need you around anyhow, which I thought was great. I love it when bands fight through their lyrics. It's awesome.
And when they came out, they were compared a lot to the Allman Brothers.
Sure, sure. I think they were influenced quite a bit.
Oh yeah, quite a bit for sure.
But that's understandable.
Yeah, they definitely had their own sound after that, though.
Yeah. And then Simple Man was another one of their good tunes.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Ronnie Van Zant and Gary Rossington. Gary Rossington's grandmother had died, and they were just sitting around talking about her and this, that, and the other thing. And I guess she was always saying, "Just you should always just be a simple man, you know, be honest, day's work, that kind of thing." And it's just interesting to me how the band sometimes, when they come up with their lyrics and stuff, and a lot of times it's just a 10-minute, 15-minute thing. They just both wrote the whole freaking song in just minutes. What was the other thing I was going to say? Oh, the album cover. What was it for? Street Survivor. You know about that?
No,
about
I
the
don't.
The album cover?
Yeah, I know the album cover.
Which one do you know about?
I can just picture them standing there, like the members.
In black? In front of black?
I believe so. Like different color on each side.
So what the original picture was the band standing there with a bunch of flames all behind them, but this album got released shortly after the plane crash, and they felt it was kind of distasteful
exactly.
or whatever, so they took that out.
Apparently but, Aerosmith turned down that plane.
Yeah.
Like weeks or months before.
That is true. They had...
And they also left the plane running for like an hour and a half on the runway, waiting for like a manager, bodyguard, something like that. So they were saying, like, I mean, if they had that extra hour and a half, would they have made it? You know what I mean?
Oh, I see. Okay, okay. I had heard about the Aerosmith thing, too. And I guess what they actually, part of the reason why they turned it down was because of the crew, the flight crew. And that was basically the reason why the plane crashed. That one guy you mentioned, I can't think of his name. He doesn't play guitar or anything. Or no, it wasn't him. It was, I don't have his name. One of Ronnie Van Zant's buddies, anyways, he was talking to the flight crew guys, and he's saying, hey, you know, if you got a problem with the plane, fix it now. And the crew is like, no, we'll fly into, I don't know, whatever town, Vegas or wherever the hell they were going to go. We'll party there and we'll get the plane fixed there. And he's saying, no, fuck that shit. Fix the plane, man. We're not going to fly in a plane that's not working properly. So they had this big argument about should we go, should we not go, and they ended up going. And Ronnie Van Zant was hated flying too, by the way. He would take like sleeping pills and shit so he could just get through it. But they decided, okay, we'll go. And Aerosmith turned the plane down because of the crew. And it was the crew that actually ended up being the reason why the plane crashed. So they made a good call, without question.
Do you know what they were called before Lynyrd Skynyrd?
Nope.
1%.
Oh, yeah. What does that refer to?
Don't know for sure if it's something to do with like the Hell's Angels or
I don't know. It sounds suspicious to me.
Before that, they were the Noble Five.
Okay, no, I didn't know all that. These guys all knew each other through high school too. Like they were together forever, and they were a rowdy bunch too. Eh, like they would jump off the stage and get into fights, and that's where that song, what is it, Three Steps? You know that one?
Yeah, yeah.
Three Steps. Yeah, that's all about
getting
in fights and stuff. But it's all pretty much true stories. And then there's that one called That Smell. They have one of the band members. Again, we do this semi off the cuff, so I don't have these guys' names. So don't send me emails complaining because I don't have all my information. I don't care.
It's that guy from Skynyrd, you know.
Yeah, but I guess he was just a harsh alcoholic at the time, and he crashed his car, and the band ran up to his car. And when you have alcohol in your system and you're bleeding and stuff, somebody who's not sitting beside you and just kind of walks upon the scene, you can smell that alcohol in your blood. And I guess the car just reeked like alcohol, and it was all just because of him bleeding and bleeding out.
Crazy.
Yeah, crazy. Oh, what a crash that was, too. Oh, what was that one dude? That, you were talking about that guitar tech.
Yeah, I don't know his name. He ended up going with Journey and Foreigner.
Yeah.
Guitar tech that doesn't play guitar.
No. He asked, they said to him, Journey wants to use you, and he said to them, well, how many guitars do they have? And he goes, oh, I think they got 27. or something. He's like, fuck that shit. But he ended up going anyways. He ended up with Foreigner. But I guess apparently when he was doing when he went from the Crash, it wasn't really a long time. And then he was working with Journey and stuff. He was in a fog. He said
I can't imagine, barely
remember even doing it. And then you know what else? The band, so the backup singers were transitioning as far as their life insurance and whatnot, and just insurance in general. And when the Crash happened, their old policy had lapsed, and then the new one hadn't kicked in. So all the people that were basically not part of the band got nothing.
Wow.
As far as help. And some of them got pretty messed up, you know, like melted noses and eyes melted out of their head and whatnot. Pretty crazy shit. I mean, this is one of those things that just goes on and on. There's all kinds of information about these guys, but I'm only going to put about 15 minutes into it.
Yeah.
We're also going to come back. I mean, like, I don't want to dump everything about one band because, I mean, like, say we were talking about the Beatles.
Yeah.
I can't
How
get
many
the,
shows can you do?
Exactly. So, you know, I'm going to have to come back and touch it. We might even just take one song or one story and then highlight it or go crazy with it. But anyways, you got any more Lynyrd Skynyrd stuff?
I don't really know.
Okay, well, that's okay. That's okay. I just wanted to talk about... I just thought if there was a bunch of parts of it that were quite interesting. The Crash and...
Yeah, no, it is an interesting story for sure. And they're still going.
They are still going.
I believe so, yeah.
I haven't heard them. I couldn't tell you how...
How they sound or anything. No. I have no clue.
And I don't even know how many original members there are anymore.
Yeah, I want to say two. I could be wrong.
Well, definitely not. Ronnie and what was it? One of the guitarists and the drummer.
Yeah. The drummer might still be there, but I don't know. He's not original, but yeah.
Yeah, they changed quite a few times.
Yeah.
Their lineup was quite impressive, though. And apparently they were a good band to see. I never saw them. It would have been awesome. Awesome. One of them was have my feather in my cap of seeing those guys for sure.
Lots of fighting in the band.
Lots of fighting. Yeah. Nothing like Metallica, though. Those guys. Oh, my God. That's crazy.
I can't watch that. I've never watched that.
The monster
one? Yeah, I can't. I don't want to know all that stuff. It just ruins the whole thing.
It will totally ruin it for you. I'll tell you that right now.
Their music doesn't ruins enough for me right now, but yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, I did watch it.
I didn't want to see Ozzy Osbourne making eggs and stuff in his house, you know?
Oh, with the
Osbourne show?
I saw every episode.
Yeah, me too, but you know what I mean.
I watched the worst TV too, though. You wouldn't believe the shit I watch. Everybody at work knows all the shitty fucking shows I watch. It's like, hey, man, are y'all caught up on the Beverly Hills Housewives?
Yeah.
And then lately I've been watching Vanderpump Rules. I'm sure you don't.
I don't know that one.
No, I believe
well,
you
I've got a few that I won't mention. That's for sure.
What about Honey Boo Boo? Do you ever watch any of that shit?
I did not watch that.
I saw every fucking
I know
episode.
What it is, but yeah.
I'm embarrassed to say. I watched not only every episode of that, I also watched the spinoff, which was From Hot to Not. No, From Not to Hot. That's what it was with. But anyways.
I get stuck on that 90-day one.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I know.
I've seen a lot of those, too. There's so
Everybody's leaving us right now.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's nice knowing y'all. But there was a lot of spinoffs, too. I can't keep up with those. But anyways, let's pretend we're men and go back to the show. Okay, so got a strain we're going to check out today. Platinum Gas Mask. And that is, I was reading about it. It says it's rare, which is interesting. It says highly potent, top-grade quality strain of marijuana. Strong 90-10 indica dominant. So it's 90% indica, 10% sativa, and has great write-ups and shit. I couldn't get a THC level on it, but they said that it was quite high. So in today's world, high would be about, I would guess, somewhere between 24 and 27. The highest I've ever seen at a dispensary was 33. I don't think it was coming in at that high.
I don't think I've had this one.
I thought you were bringing it.
Oh.
Are you kidding me? You didn't bring it?
No.
Okay. Okay, well, apparently we're going to do Platinum Garlic.
I had everything ready totally and I never brought that.
Okay, hold on a second.
Fuck.
Oh, that's hilarious, man. Okay, here's a change of plan.
Change of plan.
Okay, this is Platinum Garlic. Give that a sniff.
Should have discussed this first.
I guess so. Well, I thought we did.
We did.
Okay.
Then I forgot. I smoked one and then I left it at home.
That's okay. Oh, we got, here, that's okay. You start rolling that up. Tell me what you think of the buds. And Platinum Garlic. I'll check out Leafly. See what they got to say about it.
I'm getting that grape runts tomorrow.
You sent me, is that the one you sent me?
Yeah,
a picture
it's very
of?
Purple looking.
I saw that. I was on, what was it, Twitter, I think, the other day, and Be Real from
yeah,
Cypress Hill.
Yep.
He showed a picture, and he goes, what should I call this weed? And I said, it was purple as hell, right? And I go, you should call it Be Real Purple. As in, this shit be real purple. Okay, Leafly, here we go. I love Leafly. It gives you all kinds of information about your bud. THC levels and what. Okay, Platinum Garlic. Feelings are supposed to be relaxed, giggly, euphoric. Negatives are anxiety, dizziness, and dry eyes. However, to me, dry eyes is a positive. I really like it when I smoke a bud and I can feel it in my eyes.
Yeah, totally. I know what you mean.
Helps with pain, anxiety, and stress.
Sounds like the perfect bud.
Not too bad. THC level somewhere around the 26% level. CBG 1%. I've actually had this, I've been involved with this one growing, and it's not that bad. It grows nice big buds, nice big plants, good return on your investment. It says relaxed, giggly, euphoric, blah blah blah. Strain flavors, says it's going to taste sort of peppery, a little buttery, and a little flowery. So I guess we're going to find out.
Cuts up nicely.
Nice. Tight buds, not so bad.
Yeah, not too bad. Not super tight, but...
I do like tight buds. It tells me that the grower knew what he was doing.
The stuff I forgot definitely had the tight buds.
Oh, I wonder what that would be like.
I'll save some for next time.
That's hilarious. I didn't even edit that out, eh? It's like, fuck it. Keep it. This is what happened. What can you do, man? Hey, well, one thing, we do smoke weed and...
We do forget.
I don't smoke weed on days we're having shows, so that when we have a hit, it's... That's the true feeling of it, which is another, brings me to another reason why I'm changing the format of the show, is because what I'm going to do is we'll talk about how this rolls. I just talked about the feelings, the positives, the negatives, this, that, and the other thing. And then when we smoke it, I'll end the show. And if you want to know how it felt, you'll have to tune into the next show, and it'll be the intro of the next show will be what the last bud tasted like. And even if we do a product like a vaporizer or whatnot, we're definitely going to try it and stuff like that. So we'll have all kinds of tastes, stuff like that. But bud wise, where do I put my lighter? Oh my God.
So prepared.
Yeah, we are not prepared. Yeah, I made it very clear that we are stoners. Okay, hold on 2 seconds. Let me bring up.
We will find fire.
Audacity. And we're back. Okay, slight little break there. I couldn't find a lighter. All right, we're ready to go. Platinum Garlic. Let's fire it up. Fire in the hole. So we're looking for, what was it? Buttery, flowery, and spicy. I don't normally go for the spices. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I prefer the flowery, fruity kind of flavors.
Yeah, me too.
Spicy's not my particular jam.
That's not bad. Definitely different.
Oh, yeah. That's not bad. It's not quite caught on yet, but it'll burn just fine. I have faith.
Yeah, it's burning good.
Cool, cool. I can't stand the harsh shit. That makes me nuts. I just despise coughing so much. That's why I don't do too much bong hits and hot knives and whatnot. I used to as a kid.
Yeah, but so many hot knives.
But it costs so much. You had to just get everything you could out of a bud.
Yeah. No, hot knife now would kill me, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Cough.
How about vaporizer? You got one?
No, I don't.
I got a little pocket one. It's called the Da Vinci.
I definitely tried them before, but never owned one.
I think I brought my Volcano over to your place a time or two. I could be wrong. I don't have that anymore. I wish I did, though.
Remember my buddy Andy used to have one. I think you remember Andy.
Oh, I remember Andy. Yeah, that dude was enormous.
Yeah, he's gone kind of missing. I don't know where he is.
Oh, yeah. Andy, if you can hear this.
If you're still in Vancouver, East Side, somewhere.
Yeah, there you go. A lot of people's name mentioned in this show. Everybody's going to be happy.
Yeah.
Never heard from Daryl, though. You mentioned his name last show.
He actually sent me a message on Facebook.
No way.
I think he listened to it. No. He's probably out there listening. Oh, yeah. I talked to him once in a while.
And, but he would have heard that?
I think so. I told him we did cool. say something about him.
Cool. I haven't talked to
him. If he listened, I don't know. Keep meaning to meet up with him, but yeah, one of these days.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. Nice and smooth. I appreciate that.
Yeah, it burns nicely.
I can't stand a harsh bud, or those ones that you fucking take a little hoot and poof, shut your lungs off. Taste-wise, I wouldn't necessarily say the spicy thing.
I don't get the spicy.
But, you know, they say this stuff and the THC levels and all that, but it all depends on how you grow it, fucking what kind of light you have, what kind of nutrients you use, how you cure it. It's just everything can change that description in a heartbeat. So
yeah.
I just go by what I like. That's part of why I do this. I used to sit around with my brother and we'd fucking get an expensive bag of shitty weed and then break it apart. It's just like, oh, yeah, well, what do you like about it? What do you hate about it?
The price.
Mm. They still charge that much for some shit, though.
Yeah, nope.
Like, if you go down to the dispensary for that 33% shit I was telling you about, I think it was about $45 for an eighth.
That's nuts.
I
couldn't do it.
That's even more than what we used to spend as kids.
Had some cupcakes from the dispensary when I was away.
Oh, yeah, right.
Indigenous Bloom. 100 milligram ones are really good.
And what kind of cupcakes? Chocolate?
Just chocolate. Yeah, they're really good. Taste-wise and buzz-wise.
Well, this burns all right. I always check out the color of the ash. It talks about how well they flushed it or not.
Yeah, I hate when it's all black.
Black is bad. Black means there's nutrients. Or
I hate when it doesn't say burning. Oh, you got a light after every...
Oh, yeah, that drives you crazy, eh? Fucking every time you want to take a toke, you fucking got to light it. Not good. Burning fairly smooth, and you use these papers. These are fairly close to zigzags.
Yeah, I've never used these.
We got these. They were a promo swag deal at work. Brought us a case.
Seemed to be good.
Yeah, they're thin like the zigzags.
A little bit longer.
Mm-hmm. Well, between weed getting cheaper and me having a lot more friends who grow... the type of paper I use has changed. I prefer the ones that are fatter because now when I roll a doobie in a regular zigzag size of a...
It's here.
Yeah, it's fine. If I roll a doobie in just a regular zigzag size, it's too small. I can't seem to get enough weed into it anymore, so I guess I've gotten spoiled. Now I use the 1.5s I usually try to shoot for. And then the cones. I do like the cones. Oh, I should have brought that cone out. Heidi got... My wife got a case of these cones, raw, I think they are. And the cone is just ridiculous how big it is. It's got to be a foot long. And I swear to God, the open end is about this big,
oh, wow.
Size of like a toonie. I haven't packed one of those full yet. And then it had smaller and smaller and smaller.
Yeah, that's the biggest one.
And then she had a hard time getting cones. So she actually had a whole case, like a case of these things. Like I'm talking a fucking case. Remember back in the day, you used to get your zigzags in cases.
Just got a case of them, actually.
Did you?
I did.
How much does a case of zigzag cost?
Shit, I don't even know. Girlfriend got them from her work.
I just, one time I was going to get some and they said, oh, and then they were going to charge me like exactly the cost of the papers times whatever.
It was definitely cheaper.
Yeah, that's the way to go. Well, I can feel a little bit out of that already.
Yeah, not bad.
Definitely. Like I said, I don't smoke all day until it's showtime.
Can't say the same.
No, that's okay. You don't have to. I just like to keep it all clear. And like even like you sent me some music links just before you got here. I didn't want to listen to them. I'll listen to them later because I just try to keep my head focused on the idea is. Man, did I do a lot of research this week because I researched for this show and then just timing and whatnot. It didn't work out and we couldn't get together. So then I had my other buddy, Stu. He was going to come in and do a show because he's a music goofball too and also likes the weed. So he was going to come and do a show. So he's from Ireland. So he's like, okay, well, we'll do bands from Ireland. So I did all this research. I got all these things. And then I'm not going to talk about his job, but if you knew what his job was, you'd understand why his schedule is a little off, a little fluctuates quite a bit. So he couldn't make it. So it never happened. And then you were available. So we went back to this. I was actually going to do another show just all by myself and just to get something out there.
Yeah,
and so I researched for that too. And then I jumped back to this. So when you first... sent me those links, I kind of needed to keep my head straight because I had done all this research. I wanted to keep it on the same topic. It's easy to sidetrack me. Oh, shiny stuff. Gotta go.
Yeah.
So anyways, I got nothing else to say except for next week we'll talk about, when we first open up, we're going to talk about the buzz of this platinum garlic. If we liked it, didn't like it, got anxious.
Yep.
You feeling anxious?
No.
Okay.
No.
Not feeling anxious yet. Not feeling it in my eyes either, but that might change. Bands coming up. I don't know if you want to have anybody in specific that you want to mention, but we're going to take not necessarily an additional 10 minutes on every show, because that we're going to run out of bands pretty quickly,
but
we are going to do something rather. You got anybody you want to plug?
Yeah, I got my friend's band. It's going to be his first show with the band, Warborn. They're going to play Maple Ridge on July 29th, their first show in a while.
What kind of tunes do they do?
Metal, definitely. Metal. And opening for them is Cheap Purple, which is a Deep Purple cover band.
Cheap Purple, I love it.
I saw them the other night. It was pretty good. And then my other buddy's band, Plague Doctor, playing Lana Luz in Vancouver on July 13th.
Beautiful.
They're from Mission, another metal band. And that's about it.
That's about it. The other thing I wanted to say was you had a friend that did some artwork for us.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
You should give her a big
thanks. Shout out to Oak for doing the artwork for us.
Thank you, Oak.
We'll probably get Oak in to guest on here for sure.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Yeah, and if you're in Mission, go down to her store. She has old news, vintage vinyl down on First.
Is it all vinyl, or has you got T-shirts?
Lots of stuff. T-shirts, vinyl.
I'm embarrassed
to say. Lots of stuff.
I haven't been there. I think I walked past the store one time, but it was like a Sunday afternoon, not open. So it veered my ugly little head in the window.
Definitely worth checking out.
Cool, cool, man. Okay, well, I'm going to call her a day. I was gonna. Every time I go to end this, I always go, "Okay, blah blah blah, peace and love, peace and love." Do you know where that comes from?
No.
Okay, Ringo Starr went on YouTube or Facebook or something like that, and he announces that he's not gonna do autographs. Don't send me anything. It'll be tossed in the garbage. I'm not signing anything. And then he just kept saying throughout it, he's going, "I'm not signing anything. We won't send your shit back. Peace and love. It's gonna go into the garbage. Peace and love. Peace and love." And it just became a thing.
Yeah,
I just fucking laugh about. So, anyways, I didn't necessarily mean to sign the show off with peace and love, but that's the way I did it last week, and that's the why I did it.
Yeah,
I didn't even think about it. It was just like peace and love. So, anyways, we're running a couple minutes over because I try to keep this short. I can't believe how many people. We're asking, when's the next show coming? When's the next show coming? And I thought, leave them hanging. You know?
Yeah, yeah. I think we'll be more on spot now.
Yeah. And, you know, you always want to leave them wanting more. So if this wasn't long enough, I hope you're wanting more. And we'll be back in about 2 weeks. Later.
Cheers.